Hello, hello, hello. Greetings. Welcome to the Daily Bread. We find ourselves in a brand new month. Praise the Lord. Today is already July the 1st. Half the year is already past. I don't know about you, and you might be thinking to yourself, you know, Pastor Rose and Andrew, these guys, all they talk about is how fast time is going. It's not going by fast for me. Well, you might not notice it, but it is. It just feels like we were just celebrating the holidays, and here we are heading into the 4th of July weekend. Amen. So, with that said, we pray you've had a blessed first part of this year. We want to say thank you so much for staying connected with us from January to July. Amen. We pray that you will stay connected with us from July to January. Amen. If you are new around here, we welcome you. We welcome you to First His Kingdom Family Church Ministries, where we always make the confession, where the word of God will transform my life and I will never be the same, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you take anything away from this small devotional, I encourage you to get a hold of that confession and incorporate it in your daily routine. Amen. When you start the morning out. Amen. Saying that confession out loud. Amen. When you get ready to go to sleep, amen, saying that confession before you shut the lights out, amen. So if you're new around here, we welcome you. We encourage you to stick around. Give us this month of July and see what God can do in your life through First His Kingdom Family Ministries, amen. And we pray you will stay connected with us long after that, amen. And as always, we never want to miss an opportunity to thank each and every one of you. Our day one folks that have been so faithful, so consistent in tuning in, especially our mail-in supporters, we want to say thank you so much. You folks are always faithful on the dot every month with your tithes and your offerings. For our missionaries, for the church, I just want to take a second and say thank you so much for doing that. Amen. And as I always say, ultimately God sees what you're doing, and God's going to bless you for that. Amen. There's a lot of times we do things, and sometimes we look around and think, man, it sure would be nice if someone saw what I just did, or you know what, it'd sure be nice if someone gave me a pat on the back, or you know what, it would sure be nice if someone told me thank you. But you know what, as the Bible says, do everything unto God, do everything unto our Heavenly Father, amen. And he sees what we do, and ultimately he blesses us for our obedience and for following his instructions, amen. So I will try not to take up too much of your time. I do have a small little devotional to kick off this new month of July. Amen. Again, 6 months have passed, and it seems to me personally, it seems like it was just like a blink of an eye. Amen. Celebrating Christmas, and now all of a sudden we're going to celebrate the 4th of July. Amen. So try not to take up too much of your time, but let's dive right in this and I'll get out of your hair. Amen. If you're taking notes or you have your Bible with you, as always, the title is entitled My Peace, and the scripture we will be focusing on is John chapter 14, verses 26 and 27. And I will give you two versions. I will read you two versions of that. Amen. Again, This devotional is entitled My Peace. Amen. And we'll be looking at John chapter 14, verse 26 and 27. Amen. It says, "The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything," "remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I don't give you as the world gives." It says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Amen. That was Jesus talking to us. Amen. I like where it says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you." And it says, "I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Amen. I know some of you might be listening and you might be thinking, you know, these guys sound like a broken record because a lot of times they keep repeating themselves on certain topics. And it might seem that way. And the reason we do that is because it's relevant. It's something that shouldn't be ignored. It's something that's happening. Amen. And we're just bringing light to it. Amen. But to be honest, there are a lot of people that are afraid. A lot of people that are afraid of what is going on. And I know some of you might not watch the news, which is understandable. But there are a lot of things going on around the world that if you let it, you can start getting afraid. Amen. You can start being afraid. Amen. But how many of us know we don't need to be afraid because our trust is in our Heavenly Father? Amen. Now, it says peace. Peace is much desired, but often elusive. Amen. I'm going to repeat that again. Peace is much desired, but often elusive. Peace is much desired, but often elusive. Amen. It says, just when we seem to be getting life under control, a new disaster strikes. Amen. It's like we get through one thing and we tell ourselves, man, if I could just take a little bit of time just to relax, you know, this and that, and all of a sudden something else pops up. Amen. I think we've all can say we've all been there. Amen. Or have gone through that. Amen. It says, just when we find enough calm to settle our minds, it says a bigger calamity arises. Amen. And I'll raise my hand, like Pastor Rose says, I'll raise both my hands and both my feet. I've been there, done that. Amen. Been there, done that. Amen. Or it says, or worse, the waves of difficulty come one after another with no end in sight. Amen. I've been there as well. It's not very pleasant. Amen. But let's continue reading on and see what God has to say to us about that. Amen. It says, because he knew our weak flesh, it says, Jesus promised us a path to his peace, even this world of struggle. I'm going to repeat that again. It says, because he knew our weak flesh, in other words, Jesus knew our weak flesh, it says, Jesus promised us a path to his peace, even this world of struggle, our advocate, the Holy Spirit. And it's asking a question here. It says, is your heart troubled or afraid? Are you troubled or are you afraid? Are you in a situation right now where you just came out of a disaster, or you just come out of something and you're wanting some calmness, some peace? Or are you in a situation where right now you're facing some difficulties where it seems like it's one after another, after another, after another? Well, let's keep reading on and we will see how God is going to direct us. Amen. But before we do that, we're going to make a confession and then we will move on. Amen. And our confession sounds like this. Say, God, please give me your promised peace. Amen. Say that. Say, God, please give me your promised peace. Amen. Say that again. Say, God, please give me your promised peace. Amen. And all you have to do is ask. And as we ask, God's going to grant us that. God's going to give us that. Amen. We're sitting here and we're saying, God, please give me your promised peace. And you know what? He's going to give it to you. Amen. Again, we're looking in John chapter 14, verses 26 and 27. It says, the helper will teach you everything and will cause you to remember all that I have told you. It says, this helper is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. Amen. It says, I leave you peace. My peace I give you. It says, I do not give you as the world does. Amen. So it says, so do not let your hearts be troubled. Jesus tells us, do not let our hearts be troubled. Amen. You might be sitting there thinking, and you might be going through something, and you might be thinking to yourself, you know, Andrew, it doesn't really feel like I can obtain the peace of God. Amen. And your heart may be troubled, but what does it say? It says, do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Amen. You might be thinking to yourself, sure thing, Andrew, easier said than done. Amen. But trust me, I've been there, gone through it, and I know every time it seems the darkest, amen, God always comes through. Amen. So it says, those in the armed forces know what it's like to feel one barrage after another and then experience silence that can't be trusted. Amen. It says, those in the armed forces, in other words, those in the military, know what it's like to feel one barrage after another and then experience a silence that cannot be trusted. Amen. If you've ever seen any war movies or a movie about war, you know, they always show the scenes where the small little battalion is getting under attack and they're shooting at them and they're throwing bombs at them. And then all of a sudden it just goes quiet. That's kind of what this is. This is kind of what it's saying, where it says experience a silence that can't be trusted. Amen. It says it leads us to another onslaught, persistent fighting and ongoing upheaval. It says, will there ever be an end to our conflict? It says, why does peace elude us? Mind you, each one of these is a valid question. Amen. Why does peace elude us? Amen. It says, we find everything we need when we look to God's word. There it is. I'm going to repeat that two times. We find everything we need when we look to God's word. One more time. We find everything we need when we look to God's word. That's key right there. God's word. God's word has all the answers that we need. Amen. For you and for me and for whatever trouble we are going through, whatever new disaster strikes, whatever calamity arises, whatever difficulty comes one after another, we find everything we need when we look to God's word. Amen. It says the peace begged for on a bumper sticker will always elude the world. The peace of Jesus Christ is the only lasting peace. I'm going to repeat that again. The peace of Jesus Christ is the only lasting peace. Amen. Jesus Christ's is the only lasting peace for you and for me. Amen. The only true peace that we can attain while walking on this earth. Amen. His peace is the only true peace that we can attain while walking on this earth. Amen. So I hope you got a little bit out of this, my peace. If you were taking notes, or if we had a test, I would say the answer to the test is, we find everything we need when we look to God's word. Amen. We're going to say one more confession. I'll leave you with a small question and then we'll get out of here. Amen? Now, our confession that we are going to make sounds like this. Say, give me a restful sleep as I dwell in your presence. Amen? Give me a restful sleep as I dwell in your presence. Amen? We're going to say that again. Give me a restful peace as I dwell in your peace. Give me a restful sleep as I dwell in your peace. Amen? Sorry for keep changing it up. We'll do it one more time. Give me a restful sleep as I dwell in your peace. Amen? So tonight before you go to bed, one or two times, just say that. Say, Jesus, give me restful sleep as I dwell in your peace tonight. Amen? And the question I'm going to leave for you is, do you trust in the peace of God? Amen? After everything I've spoken to you, after everything I've shared with you, do you trust in God's peace? I'll leave you with that. Amen? I'll leave you with that. Again, my peace was the title. John chapter 14, verses 26 and 27 is what we looked at. Amen? And the answer was, we find everything we need when we look to God's word. Amen? So I hope you got a little bit out of that. Amen? Again, we pray you have a blessed and safe 4th of July this weekend. Amen? We know a lot of folks will be celebrating that special day. Amen? And we pray the angels of the Lord be over you and watch over you. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Amen? We know it's going to be a time of enjoyment, but we want to make sure that everyone is prayed up, you're being safe, and you're listening to the Holy Spirit. Amen? And again, we encourage you to stay connected with us this month of July. Amen? From July to January. Amen? We appreciate you. I appreciate you. The pastors appreciate you. We appreciate you spending time with us daily. I don't mean daily. I mean with us here on the Daily Bread is what I was trying to say. Amen? And tuning in and listening in every Wednesday, we appreciate you so much for that as well. Amen? So with that said, have a safe and blessed start of this July. Pastor Rose will be with you next Wednesday. Amen? And as always, the last Wednesday of each month will be our healing service. So a little homework assignment to start this month of July for you is that from now until that last Wednesday of this month, if you come across any one of your relatives, your brother, your sister, your mom, or your dad, a coworker, your best friend, whoever it may be, and they start showing some signs of symptoms or complaining, this is hurting or this has been aching, that is a perfect opportunity for you to invite them in to listen to our healing service the last Wednesday of this month. Amen? So we encourage you to do that. I'm giving you a little homework assignment, so I hope you take it and I hope you do it. Amen? So have a blessed rest of this Wednesday. Have a blessed rest of this first week of July, and we will see you right back here next Wednesday with Pastor Rose for another edition of the Daily Bread. Amen. Be blessed. Until next Wednesday.